Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, let's take a step back to look at John Lewis and the fight for equality. In 1963, Lewis was the youngest speaker on the March on Washington roster. He was 23 years old. At the time, he was the national chair of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
We are tired. We are tired of being beaten by policemen. We are tired of seeing our people locked up in jail over and over again. And then you holler, be patient. How long can we be patient? We want our freedom, and we want it now.
Congressman John Lewis spoke with Meghna Chakrabarty around the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.
1963 was an unbelievable year. Hundreds and thousands of people had been arrested in jail. Bull Connor, the police commissioner in the city of Birmingham, had used dogs and fire hoses on people, little children, on women. We had to act. We had to do something. I remember the morning of August 28, 1963, before we made it to the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. We met with the leadership of the House, the leadership of the Senate, both Democrats and Republicans. And then we started walking down Constitution Avenue. We saw hundreds and thousands of people already marching. Now, we were supposed to be their leaders. It was almost like saying, there go my people. Let me catch up with them.
Congressman Lewis, you were the last living person who gave a speech that day. Is there any part of you that's concerned that there is a page turning now in American history past that moment of this great social upheaval when it came to equality or reaching for equality in America?
I'm deeply concerned that the present generation failed to grasp what happened. That's why I think it's so important for young people and those not so young to understand that there's a role for them to play. I have this feeling that people are just too quiet. They need to make some noise.
I saw you in a New York Times video a couple days ago. It was a companion to an article in the Times written about you. And when it comes to race in America, you said it's better now than it was in 1963. And that got me thinking, isn't that also what Chief Justice John Roberts was saying when he wrote that decision overturning key parts of the Voting Rights Act? Because I'm looking at his opinion, and he writes, "Our country has changed. While any racial discrimination in voting is too much, Congress must ensure that the legislation it passes to remedy that problem speaks to current conditions."
We have changed. We have made progress, but we changed. We made progress because of the Voting Rights Act. Without that act, we wouldn't be where we are today. But before the ink was dried on the paper, states like North Carolina, Texas, Arizona, Mississippi tried to take us back. I don't want to go back to the days of the literacy tests. When I spoke at the March on Washington, at least in that prepared text, I was reading a copy of the New York Times, and I saw a group of women in a photograph in the Times saying, "One man, one vote." So I said, "One man, one vote is the African cry. It is ours too. It must be ours." The vote is precious, almost sacred. It is the most powerful nonviolent instrument or tool that we have, and everybody should be able to use that tool. I know people who died for the right to vote.
You've got a new book out. It's a new memoir. It's the first of three parts. It's called March Book One, and you've chosen an interesting format to tell this story. What format have you chosen?
Well, we have decided to make it simple, make it plain, make it easy for young people and people not so young to understand what happened.
It's a graphic novel.
It's a graphic novel. And you can almost taste or feel or smell what is happening. You know, in I talk about growing up, yes. Talk about my parents telling me, don't get in trouble, don't get in the way. And Dr. King and Rosa Parks inspired me to go out there and not just walk with the wind, but sail against the wind. To get arrested, the first time I got arrested, I felt free. I felt liberated. We all can make a contribution. We all can get in the way. We all can get in good trouble, necessary trouble, to change things.
So what is the unfinished work of August 28th, 1963?
That we must complete what we attempted to do during the 60s. Open up America. Open up the society. And let everybody come in. And end discrimination based on race and color, nationality, sexual orientation, and create what I like to call one house, the American house. We all live in the same house. We're one family. We're one people.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis speaking to Meghna Chakrabarty back in 2013. I'm Tanya Mosley. We'll be right back.